what you have to say. But I don't know what I have to say. Oh, Ruben. I think that was going to be his last day. And he was there, he was telling me. He's like, oh, you know, I'm really glad to see you. And I can't remember what we were talking about. But I said, you know, I'm really going to be sad when you go, because I'm going to miss you a little bit. Because, I really like working with you. And he goes, well, gosh, that's really sweet. I really like working with you, too. And all that. And then he said something, and I was doing something else. Plus, there was a lot of noise in the background because I was running phone calls. So I couldn't hear him very well. But I heard him say something about, you know, it's really a pleasure to come in and see your smile because it really cheers me up. And then I thought, and then I just kind of smiled. I said, well, gosh, that's really nice of you, you know. But, and then I think he said, you know, this is my last day that I'm going to work. And I wasn't even paying attention. I wish I had been. Because now I feel like, gosh, that was his last day of work. I should have been saying something, you know, like, I don't know.
Like, I'm going to miss you?
Well, I told him that. But I didn't realize that was going to be his last day of work. I thought he was going to be one more day. So I kind of hope he's working tonight. But I think I saw Michael on the schedule.
Well, you hope Mike's going to work tonight so you get to see Michael.
Actually, it doesn't matter.
Don't say it doesn't matter. It does, too.
It doesn't.
You crack me up. You really crack me up.
All right, yeah. No, it doesn't, though. It doesn't. Because I get a little nervous. Last time I was working with him, when was it? Saturday or Sunday? It was Sunday. No, it was Sunday. He was sitting there, and it was pretty busy. And I was rushing around and all that. And he was standing over to the side. And usually the bellman is supposed to be over here so we can really see him when a guest comes up and says, front, please. So he had told me, don't call front, ask him first. Which then I got in trouble with Richard because I had asked him first. And then Richard goes, Beth, call front. So it's like, God, can't please these guys. So anyways, he was just standing there and he was watching me. I got really nervous. So it was like, because you know how you know someone's watching
staring at you.
Yeah.
Especially
when you're like, so I was sitting there and I was doing things, but I was aware of him right there too. So it was like, and then your actions, then you're really aware of exactly what you're doing, you know, exactly the way you move and all that. And it's like, come on, Michael, go somewhere else. So I don't know.
You know,
if he doesn't work, it's all right. Put that way.
It was so funny when I first came over there at the hotel watching it, and you kept going front. I thought you were saying front. I'm going, what's a front?
Front, please. Come on, front.
Yeah. I thought that. God, what a weird name. Front. I thought it was actually kind of funny. This must be something English, you know?
No.
Well, I decided not to call Frank and ask him. So I didn't. I thought, nah, I don't want to call him, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think he's that into football anyway. Not that I'm that into football, but I really like to go to college games. I really do. I like college spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something he says. I'm looking for my mom coming down, too. I think that'll be lots of fun.
That's good. My sister's going to come down. Kristen. She's going to come down March.
In March?
Yeah. Kay's coming down in December. So, I think we're just going to come down March.
Do I get to meet these people?
So, yeah. Yeah, I want you to. So I can't wait. It'll be nice. And I talked to Christopher this morning, my nephew. He got on the phone and I'm going, Christopher, what are you doing? Oh, nothing. I said, well, are you going to play soccer? Not yet. Everything was not yet, not yet. So then I go, well, what are you doing right now? And he goes, putting on makeup. And I said, Christopher, that's for girls, that's not for guys. And he goes, why? And I said, no, you're not putting on makeup. And he goes, yep. So what he was doing is he was putting on chapstick.
On chapstick,
yeah.
Oh.
But makeup. He was cute. Makeup. Yeah, he was cute. So I can't wait to see them. I bet you they're so big, man. Joey, every time he sees a car like mine, he always says, that's Bethy's car. Bethy's in town.
Bethy's?
Yeah.
Well, how long has it been since you've seen him?
Beginning of summer. I picked up my card.
What a terrible aunt.
I know, I am. I didn't even send them cards for their birthdays or anything like that.
Well, I never send my niece in Saipan anything. You know, I really feel bad because my brother's wife, his wife is expecting the same time my sister's expecting. You know?
Yeah.
So, boy, that's gonna be neat.
Yeah, that's another thing. I've sent my sister out a card. I just didn't have the money last week, but I thought I'd do it this week.
I think when I go home, if I get to go home for Thanksgiving, which, you know, if it costs only $17 to rent a car, I might drive. I don't know. But I really want my mom to come here. So what I might do is just go over and buy my sister. You seen those little baby things, you two? You know, I think I'll buy the baby something like that.
Baby things.
You have,
oh, just the clothes?
You haven't been on YouTube. Look at the clothes over there. They have baby clothes that have Texas on them. I have little sweatshirts, little t-shirts.
Yeah.
They're so cute. Yeah. You know, I think something like that would be really cute for a baby. Just a little t-shirt to sleep in or something. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Actually, I can get that for my sister.
Yeah.
I'm a baby.
Oh, I meant to tell you. You know those t-shirts like the white one you bought in Corpus? They have stuff like that over here at Bevo's. Have you been to Bevo's lately? I mean, they've really changed it up. And it looks good. But it's the long ones like that that says has script UT in it and have little things like that, Texas and it's like that.
Oh, really?
And they're only $12 each. And they're the real long ones like that, like sleepy ones.
Oh, God, that'd be cute to get everybody.
See, and I thought about that. I was looking over there and that'd be really cute. And they have a sweatshirt over there that's in like a turquoise and it says the University of Texas Country Club and it has a man on a polo hitting up that. Really cute.
Oh,
sweatshirts,
Oh, good. I could go for a sweatshirt. Oh, good.
See, I thought about getting something like that, but then I thought, I'm going to go in UT colors this weekend. Okay. And I found these little round UT earrings that had little tone on them. I thought, no, this is overdoing it.
Yeah.
I mean, just overdoing it.
Yeah.
But I thought those would be cute to wear.
Well, not this coming, in about 2 weeks, I'll be going to go shopping and get myself something. There's so many things I need. There really is.
There's so many, just mostly things you want. You think, oh God, these are gorgeous, you know?
Well, yeah. But I would love to get just a couple new shirts. God, I'd love to get a new pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Or guest jeans. So there's
just so many things. I'd love to get another pair of guest jeans like that. But I like the ones like the ones I just bought because I don't like jeans that look, I'm not going to pay $45 for a pair of jeans that look like Levi's, you know?
Yeah.
Some of those guest jeans do. Yeah. And I'd rather just, you know, buy some little ones that are a little more trusty.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I want. I like the ones with pockets that go just like this. And there's just that one thing down here.
Yeah.
It looks really cute.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I want to get a pair
of those. I've seen those ones with pockets on the sides like that. They make your stomach look too fat. I've seen some girls wear them. They're cute, but they just make you look too chunky.
That's when they go down like this.
Yeah.
When the pockets go like this, they
straight.
Go,
Those are cute.
I just wish I had about $200. Just wish I had just $200.
Yeah, two. But no, I was looking at shirts and stuff because I wanted some shirts.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the shirts right now are just so loud. You know, so things like this I'm just gonna wear in the winter underneath sweaters and sweatshirts and stuff. And I've got out some of my sweatshirts. I don't know what it is. They all shrink over the summertime. I don't know. I mean, last year I thought they were kind of big, but most of them seem to be smaller this year. And I like my sweatshirts to fit big. I don't like something. I don't like something at all that's form fitting. I like something really big.
Yeah.
You know, so I can just get lost in it. You know.
Yeah. Oh, God, I wish I had some money just to get myself a whole new wardrobe.
Well, instead of down payment on your car, why don't you tell your parents to give you $200 to go shopping?
I need down payment on your car.
You can get that a lot easier yourself, getting a down payment on your car.
No. I'm kind of hoping I don't know if my mom will. I'm kind of hoping that she might take me shopping just for a little bit. Just for things like shoes, things like that when I get home. And I know I could talk my sister into giving me some of her new clothes. She's such a chap. She was so funny. You know what she said this morning? I can't believe it. Kristen, the one that, you know, that lives at home. I was telling you about the new carpet. So I went and I talked to that lady yesterday. And I said, look, I'm really getting fed up with the situation as it is. And I let her have it. She said, okay. Talked to the person above me. And I said, all right, give me the phone number. And she said, well, if there's anything I can do on my end, I'll move you into a new two-bedroom, two-bath, new carpeting and all that in there if I can, you know, and all that. She's willing, because she knows that I can get her in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
So she said, oh, I'll move you into another one. I said, look, I've been in this apartment for 1 year and 5 months. I'm used to this apartment. So I'm going to talk to my roommates about it, but I'd rather have new carpet. So I'm going to call that lady today. I called the telephone company to fix that phone first because it was really bad. So anyways, I was telling that to Chris, and Chris goes, oh, I'm sure you can get the new carpet. And I go, well, thanks. And she goes, yeah, you're really good about getting, what was it, monetary things or something? Oh, material things.
Material things.
Yeah, she goes, oh, you can get any kind of material thing you want. You know it. I said, what a thing to say. God, that sounds, makes me sound awful. And she goes, no, it's just true. I mean, gosh, I wish I could be that way. I was like, yes.
I don't like hearing I'm materialistic.
Yeah. Oh, it's not that. She knows it, you know. I can. But
get your way always.
Not always. You know, one of my supervisor at Marriott, I used to have a little problems with her. And she used to think that I was a little spoiled at him. So one time we were not getting along at all, and she goes, well, since you're used to, or you may be used to getting your own way at home, but you don't get your own way here.
Oh, really?
I was so pissed. I just stormed out of there, and oh God, I was so mad. But I couldn't believe she said that. I don't get my own way. Not all the time.
Not all the time. Well,
definitely
I can...
not when I'm down here. God, I could use some new clothes. Well, they never bought me new clothes. Never. Unless it was for Christmas or something like that. They've never bought me new clothes since I was about 16. I've always bought my own clothes. Then that was the only thing I had to buy. So.
Well, that's the same with me. I've been buying my own clothes since I was first started working, so.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's it. In our family, you get a job, you buy your own clothes.
Yeah, that's what it's there for. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless it's shoes. Once in a while, my mom would get me shoes, but usually I buy those. I've got to get new pair of shoes. Mine are so awful. They really are. Those white ones are just falling apart.
Are they really?
Yeah. I think so.
You're born to death?
I think so. God, I've had them for what? A while now, since I started working. About 4 months. I wear them to school, I wear them to work.
Shoes are only going to last you 4 months. Cheap fab.
Well, I want a pair of dress shoes that are real comfortable. So I want a pair of blue shoes, actually, because they would go with jeans and things like that. So I want to get a pair of those and maybe a pair of beige shoes. I've got beige shoes, but I'm not used to them, and they're just... There's a little narrow. My sister used to wear, we wear the same size, except her foot is really narrow. So she wore those for a while, and she kind of wore them out for me, so then I could wear them for a little bit. But still, I always get blisters whenever I wear them.
Yeah.
Those white shoes are the most comfortable shoes I have.
Well, you know, have you been to Baker's or Butler's? They have those, like, Minas or whatever they're called in Nine West, little flat ones,
uh-huh.
You know, that are really cute and different, come in different colors for, like, $25.
Yeah,
see, that's not bad at all. I wanted to get a pair of black ones like that because I want a pair. I'm going to make my own stirrup pants.
Oh, that's right.
So yeah. I want a pair of black ones that wear like that.
That would be cute.
So I'm gonna, you know, do that.
Hmm. Wanna go get a cookie?
Let's go get a cookie.
Yay.